One more and I'll let you go. I want to say I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. And you're picking the deep ones.
Those are the ones as I was listening and was, holy cow. I listened to that was okay. One more maybe. And then holy cow. And one more maybe. I told you, blew a week's worth of afternoons listening to your music.
Well, thank you so much. I want to say I'm sorry was written. It wasn't intended to be a song for an album. I wrote it for a friend of mine who, we had a falling out. You know, it was one of those things where we knew that it was going to be okay. Like, if the gospel is true, then one day you're going to sit at the wedding feast of the Lamb with these people. And so the sooner we can get on track to forgiveness and reconciliation, the better. But also, it kind of gave us some patience. I was kind of like, we both were like, we just need some time to kind of like let the Holy Spirit do its work in our hearts so that we can like get to the other side of whatever this thing is. Anyway, it took about a year, and about a year after the thing happened that caused the pain, I was just thinking about it and realized more than ever how much I had to apologize for. You know, like if you apologize to somebody for something painful the next day, you don't even really know what was going on in your heart yet. You know, you don't. It's impossible. Our souls are too complex for us to understand these things. So there's a sense in which a year is the beginning of realizing just how all the complexities that go into what can create friction between two human souls, you know? Anyway, after about a year, I was like, man, now I think I know how to apologize in a way that I couldn't have a year ago. And so I wrote him a song and texted it to him, just like a little iPhone demo. And I texted the song to him. Anyway, we're fine now. Dear friends. But I was in the studio working on the album, The Burning Edge of Dawn. And my producer, Gabe, was like, you got any other songs laying around? And I was like, well, I got this one, but it's too personal. It doesn't really belong on a record. And I played it for him. And he said, you have to put it on the album. He said, the fact that it is so personal is why it needs to be on there. So,
yeah.